It's Thursday, September 18, 2025.
Climate change isn't something that's happening in the realm of science. It's not something that's just happening in the realm of politics. It's happening in our daily lives, right here, right now.
New study finds climate change responsible for two-thirds of heat deaths in Europe this summer. Trump EPA moves to stop collecting emissions data from most polluters. Plus,
a project a decade in the making that could change the future of California's water and power.
California gets its first ever solar-covered canal.
Well, there's some good news. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
A new study has found toxic forever chemicals in beer. Apparently, the study found that 95% of the 23 beers tested contain polyfluoroalkyl substances, or PFAS. PFAS, also what you do after testing 23 beers.
This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, summer is still going across much of this country today, and the data is now coming in on this brutal summer from around the globe.
Oh, yes. And in fact, over the last 3 years, we just lived through the three hottest summers ever recorded since record-keeping began in the 1850s. That's according to a new analysis this week from Europe's climate service, Copernicus. A second study concludes that the extreme heat in Europe this summer significantly boosted the number of heat-related deaths. That study, out this week from the Imperial College of London, calculates that based on historical data, fossil-fueled climate change was responsible for more than two-thirds of the estimated 25,000 deaths from extreme heat that plagued Europe this summer.
25,000 deaths?
Yes, that's two out of every three deaths during extreme heat waves. It was concentrated among the elderly, and the total is likely an undercount. Lead author Frederica Otto said, quote, "Burning oil, gas, and coal is killing people today. To stop the climate from becoming more dangerous, we need to stop burning them and shift to renewable energy." Europe is the world's fastest warming continent, but the impacts of extreme heat are increasing everywhere, warns Dr. Christina Dahl of Climate Central on CBS.
There are these long-term consequences, right, for the people who are directly affected, but sooner or later, that's going to be all of us. You know, that you may not be feeling this summer or next summer, but eventually, if we continue to burn fossil fuels and warm the planet, more and more of us are going to be affected by these extreme weather events.
The extreme summer heat also had a steep economic cost for Europe. In the tourism sector, major sites like the Eiffel Tower were temporarily closed due to heat. A new analysis by the European Central Bank estimates that extreme weather this summer cost the EU a preliminary estimate of $50 billion in loss and economic damages.
Nice that we're not doing anything about it here in the U.S. In fact, we are just working hard to make it worse.
A new Yale University study concludes that man-made climate change is already causing or contributing to a combined 30,000 deaths per year globally from extreme heat, storms, floods, diseases, and air pollution from wildfires, causing global economic losses of up to $350 billion U.S. dollars every year.
Yikes.
That study is part of a growing body of research that shows how climate change is disrupting human society.
It's all fake news, right?
Well, here in the U.S., the Trump Environmental Protection Agency has formally proposed to stop collecting greenhouse gas emissions data from most polluters.
Brilliant!
The program, implemented in 2009, helps track the nation's overall emissions. But E&E News reports that the proposal to stop collecting emissions data from major polluters actually puts U.S. natural gas exporters in a bit of a bind, especially those hoping to sell gas to European markets. U.S. companies must meet the EU's standards for reporting on methane emissions, and companies were expecting to use that EPA emissions database to prove their compliance.
What do they do now?
Ask the Trump administration not to do it.
Good luck with that.
And finally, in California's Central Valley, the state's first solar panel-covered canal is now online and generating electricity.
Nice.
It's literally a small solar grid arching over a stretch of water canal. It's a small pilot project to test the viability of placing solar panels over canals to solve two problems at once. The shade from the panels cools the water, reducing evaporation and algae growth, while also producing clean energy. If all of the state's 4,000 miles of canals were covered in solar panels, it would generate enough energy for 2 million homes and save water for 2 million people.
Good for us here in California. For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.